Barhead. In response to Peace River Westlock MP Arnold Viersen's comments following the overturning of abortion rights in the U.S., a Clyde area resident is planning a rally for reproductive rights in Barhead on July 9 to show that not all residents within Viersen's constituency support restrictions on abortion. Fiona Leanne recently posted an event to Facebook stating that she is planning to hold a rally at or near 5124 50th Street in Barhead, which is also the address of the MP's local office, at 2 p.m. this Saturday. I'd really, really love to see anyone who supports a woman's right to bodily autonomy to join me, Leanne said, suggesting that they are welcome to bring signs and mask up if that makes them comfortable. I truly just want to see a strong, peaceful, respectful protest. I just think we need to make our voice heard. On June 24, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling, overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that protected a woman's constitutional right to have an abortion throughout the country. Not long after, Viersen posted a video to his Facebook page celebrating the current Supreme Court's ruling, calling the original a terrible decision. Viersen stated that in Canada, there are 300 abortions performed every day, which he called a human rights tragedy and the greatest human rights violation of our times. He also promised to be on guard against any proposed laws to protect abortion rights in Canada, noting that the Liberal government has a tendency to react to political events in the U.S. with their own legislation. Because your MP is your vote on a bill, they are supposed to represent your voice, she said. If we don't stand up loudly and say now that this is not our voice, then he can go ahead and vote on these bills, or propose his own private member's bill, and say this is the voice of my constituency. Noting that her mother is American and she has spent a lot of time in the U.S., Leanne pointed out that the possibility of Roe v. Wade being overturned was generally regarded as an empty threat. We're hearing that here too. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, they'll never take away abortion rights in Canada. And I'm like, well, they said that in the States too, she said. Leanne pointed out that a majority of Canadians, 73%, according to a recent Maru public opinion survey, believe in a woman's right to choose, including some staunch conservatives. Even in an area with a strong pro-life movement like Barhead, she believes that at least some residents also support a woman's right to have an abortion. Who you vote for should not matter in this. Conservatives who have educated themselves should understand that religious beliefs don't have a part in lawmaking, she said. Leanne points out that there are many reasons why unwanted pregnancies happen, such as sexual assault or a woman's partner tampering with their birth control, which has happened to a few friends of hers. As well, there are still a lot of myths out there about sex, such as the notion that women can't become pregnant the first time they've had intercourse. While some believe that there will be restrictions made in some cases, Leanne pointed out that there are now U.S. physicians who refuse to provide an abortion even if the circumstances are seemingly valid, as the penalties for an invalid abortion are extremely high. When asked what she will do in the event of a counter-protest, Leanne said everyone is free to voice their opinion and she is willing to have a respectful debate with anyone who comes out in opposition. Noting she is a nurse and has seen ultrasounds of fetuses, she is fully aware of the detrimental effects of having an abortion, such as depression. I know what it's like to make that choice, and it's not a choice any woman wants to make, she said. You don't wake up one day and say, do you know what would be fun? I'm going to go get pregnant and see what abortion is like. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.